It's time for kickoff of BYU women's soccer on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Left footed shot and a goal! What a shot by the BYU Cougars!
Coverage of today's game is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Brought to you by Smith's Food and Drug. Get double fuel points and free grocery delivery with a boost by Smith's Rewards membership. With all the play-by-play, here's Jason Shepherd.
Depending where you are, good morning or good afternoon, BYU soccer fans. Welcome into Dorns Field in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where today the 6-seed BYU Cougars face the home team 2-seed North Carolina Tar Heels in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. My name is Jason Shepherd. Thank you so much for tuning in to BYU Women's Soccer. The Cougars advanced to today's game after beating Stanford on Thursday afternoon, 5-4 on PKs. Cougars winning the shootout. Ellie Mon hit the game-winning goal on the fifth and final PK attempt, and it sets up today's matchup against the Tar Heels, which is a rematch against North Carolina. BYU and UNC played right here at Dorns Field in an exhibition game in early August, which was won by the Tar Heels 2-0. Stakes just a bit higher today for both teams. It is an absolutely gorgeous day here in Chapel Hill. There is not a cloud in the sky. Blue skies. The sun is out. Temperatures in the upper 40s. In fact, it's 49 degrees looking for a high today here in North Carolina of 53. For more on today's matchup, it's time to hear from the head coach of the Cougars, Jennifer Rockwood. Our interview with Coach Rockwood brought to you as always by Zions Bank. For big time banking with a home team feel, Zions Bank is for you. I asked Coach how she hopes Thursday's win over Stanford translates to the field today.
Well, I think it just shows a lot of the maturity that our team has and our competitive nature. And sometimes, you know, you play big-name schools in soccer that have, you know, you've grown up knowing, and you realize, hey, we're one of those big-name schools now. And that's what's so exciting, and it's a great opportunity for us. You know, we came out here at the beginning of the year, so I think just the wow factor of being at UNC and on their field is over and past. And like I said, we've improved so much this year. We've grown so much as a team, and we're playing some great soccer and just really excited to get on the field again.
We have talked a lot about it, and you just touched on it, how different this team is now versus even a month, 2 months ago. Well, obviously, North Carolina's probably gone through some changes. Where have you noticed that they were different from even the exhibition?
To be honest, we don't really pay a whole lot of attention to our opponents. We're just really focusing on the things that we can do and focus on things that we need to clean up, sharpen, remind ourselves what our strengths are, and go with those. You know, North Carolina might have a player that is a significant player that hasn't played in the last two games for them, a little midfielder. They're also pretty deep. We do know they switch in a lot of subs at different times. They did that the other night at their game. They're a great team. They have great players. But again, most of the focus is on what we need to do, how far we've come, and just remind everybody of our strengths.
What's the focus heading into this game for you guys then?
For us, it's all about our high energy. That's kind of been our key phrase and key term all year. When it's something you have total control over, sometimes your touch might not go well, or you make a bad decision, or you turn a ball over, but you always have control over how hard you're competing and how hard you're working and how much energy you bring. That high energy is something that's really been a key factor for us, because we want to get off to a strong start. Kind of ties in with our high pressure defense, which is unique. A lot of teams don't press. They don't defend as high up the field as we do. Carolina plays a similar style in that sense. And so, yeah, just that high energy. We want to be able to dictate the rhythm. We play a good controlled two-touch play when we're moving the ball quickly, when we're moving off the ball for each each other. We're a hard team to defend.
That was the head coach of the Cougars, Jennifer Rockwood. Always appreciate her comments before each game. And you know, she was touching on the high pressure and you know, controlling the tempo, and I think we saw that a perfect example of that was against Stanford on Thursday. BYU's pressure really caused Stanford some problems, and talking about a Cardinal team in Stanford that is a potent offense and with numerous players you know, that can score multiple goals at any given time, and to be able to hold them to one goal in 110 minutes was quite remarkable. So I'm excited for this matchup today against North Carolina. The winner will move on to face the winner of the 1 seed Notre Dame and or the 5 seed TCU. That game would be played next week. There was an opportunity for BYU to possibly host, but that ended when both the Horned Frogs and the Irish advanced. All right, let's get to our starting 11. Brought to you by Skedit. Team Cosmo uses Skedit software to schedule his appearances. Let Skedit go to work for your entire service company. All right, for the North Carolina Tar Heels in goal, number 32, Emmy Allen. We'll start on the back line. The defenders, number 6, Emerson Elgin. Number 7, Julia Dorsey. And number 22, Tori Hansen. In the midfield, number 8, Emily Moxley. Number 15, Avery Patterson. She leads this team in goals with 11 goals, so certainly someone to pay attention to today. Number 19, Emily Colton. Number 20 is Libby Moore. And number 24 is Talia Della Peruta. Up top, your forward. Number 13 is Isabel Cox. And number 21 is Ali Sentnor. For the BYU Cougars, in goal, number 66, Savannah Mason. The back line for the Cougars, number 24, the freshman, Izzy Stratton. Number 26 is Laveni Vaca. In the midfield, number 2, Olivia Smith. Number 10, Olivia Wade. Number 16, Kendall Peterson. Number 22, Bella Foligno. And your forwards are number 11, Ellie Mon. Number 13, Brecken Mazingo. And number 33 is Rachel McCarthy. We are getting ready for the opening kick here at Dorrance Field at North Carolina. BYU in the all-royal. North Carolina in the home whites. Needless to say, lots of blue in the stands today. Just a varying shade. Royal or navy for BYU fans that are in attendance, and I do see some. And then obviously Carolina blue, the baby blue of North Carolina. The seats are that color, but lots of North Carolina gear here as well. Getting ready here for the opening kick. And I'm understanding that we're not getting the stream out right now. Getting a couple of texts here that we're not streaming. Okay. Well, I will keep doing play-by-play and as if we're doing it. Okay. I believe we've got the technical issues fixed and perfect timing because the game just kicked off here at Dorrance Field. BYU with possession. Smith has it. Deflected by Avery Patterson. BYU playing it forward. Across the pitch to Peterson. Ball goes out of play off of North Carolina. BYU a quick throw-in, and they waste no time doing so. The ball bounces over the head of Rachel McCarthy, but North Carolina kicks it out of play. So a throw-in on the far side here at Dorrance Field, right at midfield. Kendall Peterson throws in, gets the ball into Olivia Wade. Wade to Smith. Smith now crossing midfield. Down into the corner to Brecken Mazingo. Brecken cuts to her left. Shot through and out of play. It will be off of North Carolina. So we will have our first Mountain America Credit Union corner kick. Mountain America is the official credit union of BYU Athletics. The corner on the far side. Rachel McCarthy set to take that for the Cougars. Just underway here at Dorrance Field. The winner moving on to face either Notre Dame or TCU next week. The kick swings in and lands at the feet of Brecken Mazingo. Into the box, a shot and a save by the keeper, Emmy Allen. BYU with a good look, good save by the redshirt freshman from High Point, North Carolina. Again, we hope the streaming issues are taken care of and you're enjoying NCAA postseason soccer here on the new skin BYU Sports Network. The Cougars and the Tar Heels. These two teams obviously met in the exhibition season. 2-0 win for North Carolina. So this is not a field that BYU has not seen now a couple of times, with the game in August and obviously playing here on Thursday against Stanford. The ball kicked out of play by BYU, so a throw-in for North Carolina. Emerson Elgin, the redshirt freshman from Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, will take the throw for the Tar Heels. Ball into Emily Colton and taken away by the Cougars. BYU on the move. Bella Foligno was in the area, could not get up to it. And the keeper, Allen, plays the ball forward. They get it to Patterson. Patterson downfield. Pass intended for Sentinor, but the freshman, Izzy Stratton, right on the spot, sends it the other way, kicks it out of play. So another throw-in for the Tar Heels. About 4 minutes into this one, scoreless. BYU got on the board in the fourth minute against Stanford, thanks to Olivia Wade. BYU would love to get an early start here and put some pressure on the home team, Carolina Tar Heels. On the far side, Dorsey has it. BYU strong defense. Dorsey on the far side touch. Dribbling into the corner. Good defense by BYU. Knocks it out of play. Throw in on the far side. In the shade. Most of the pitch is in the sun today. Again, nearing 50 degrees here in Chapel Hill. The ball headed out by BYU. So it will be Carolina possession. And it will be the Tar Heels' first corner kick. BYU with one, and Carolina now with its first. BYU's defense setting up. Everybody in the 18. Kick into the box, headed up near the goal. Good play by BYU's defense. Finally cleared by Stratton. A dangerous ball placed perfectly for Carolina. BYU's defense up to the task. A quick throw-in for the Tar Heels. They put it in play at the feet of Della Peruta. Talia Della Peruta. Pass into the middle of the pitch, taken away by Ellie Mann. Ellie, the hero on Thursday, getting the fifth PK to go, which was ultimately the game winner to advance to today's Sweet 16 matchup. Round three here in the NCAA tournament. Again, the winner of this game will either go to Fort Worth or South Bend. The game between TCU and Notre Dame being played tomorrow, so the winner has to wait till tomorrow to find out where they will go. Now, if it's TCU that wins and Carolina wins today, Carolina would obviously host. Carolina with possession right now in our sixth minute here at Dorrance Field. Ball played across the pitch to Patterson. Patterson leads this team in goals and shots on goal. She has 11 to lead the Tar Heels. She's on the move. Pass into the box. Good defense by Vaca. Tries to clear. Can't do it. And a dangerous shot by Carolina is wide of the far post. And BYU dodged a bullet there. Vaca was there to clear, but unfortunately, when she kicked it, the Carolina defender, who I believe was Emily Colton, got right in front of her, knocked the ball down, took a shot, and luckily for BYU, it was wide of the post. So BYU now trying to get it out of its defensive third and having a hard time doing it. In fact, they turn it over already in the attacking third for the Tar Heels. Sentner. Pass towards the middle of the pitch, taken away by BYU. Good defense by Wade, and she'll just clear it, and it'll be a throw-in for Carolina. Emerson Elgin will throw in. Gets the ball in to Tori Hansen. She has 7 goals on the season, the senior from nearby Raleigh, North Carolina. This is not the first time these two teams have faced each other in the postseason. Back in 2012, it's this Carolina program that ended BYU's season. One of the best teams BYU ever had in 2012. I'm sure there are a lot of those former players would love to get a little revenge today. Certainly the current team would love to hand them a loss today as well. Lots of time in this one, we shall see. BYU ball crossing midfield. Vaca. It's going to be called for the foul. She had possession. Carolina took it away. Vaca a little too aggressive afterwards. And it will be a free kick near midfield for the Tar Heels. We are scoreless. Jason Shepherd with you here at Dorrance Field on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The program's football team is actually playing this afternoon. That's why this is such an early kickoff here, 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time. Sintner trying to get away from Stratton. Cannot do it. Good defense by the Cougars. Sending it the other way. Mazingo. Now a ball downfield. Headed the other direction. Good defense by Hansen for the Tar Heels. And a careless pass. BYU momentarily has it. And the Cougars will now lose it. The ball played back to the Carolina back line. Julia Dorsey now pushing forward. Gets it to Della Peruta. Della Peruta has it. Now wide to Isabel Cox. Leads this team with 7 assists. Has it taken away. Good defense by BYU. Cougar possession right in the center circle. Mazingo has it. Stops, starts, cuts back. Passes back to Lavinie Vaca. Vaca now over to Stratton. And now further across the pitch to Smith. Olivia Smith. Pass down into the corner. Mazingo on the run. Tripped up. And the foul has been called. The foul will be on number 6, Emerson Elgin. And so BYU will have a throw in. In their attacking third, good position here for the Cougars. A free kick. Ninth minute here, scoreless. Mazingo. Awaiting the whistle. The ball placed about 4 yards in front of the touchline. A perfectly placed ball into the 18. Headed over and cleared by North Carolina, but right to Brecken Mazingo. Cougars get another chance. Mazingo. Her cross deflects off of the defender, but Brecken keeps possession. Good job by Brecken to stay with it. BYU looking to get on the board first. Pass into the area. Intended for Mon, taken away by the Tar Heels. They'll play it downfield. The only player there is Lavinie Vaca. Cougars have it in the center circle. Jamie Shepherd spins away from the defense. Gets away from Della Peruta. Plays the ball wide to McCarthy. Rachel McCarthy. Back to Shepherd. Jamie to Brecken. Brecken is straight away and now plays further wide to Smith. Smith, a ball placed into the area and a perfectly played ball by Emmy Allen, the Tar Heels keeper. Runs up about 4 or 5 steps and grabs the soccer ball to reset for the Tar Heels. We are scoreless here in the 11th minute. A gorgeous campus. This is my first time here at the University of North Carolina. Beautiful campus. Everything in the brick buildings just about everywhere you can see. And if you're watching the game and hopefully syncing it up, you can obviously see the brick on the walls here, which I think is a really classy look. You'll see that a lot in most of the Big 12 stadiums, whether it be football, soccer, whatever it is. It's a really clean look. BYU with possession. Shepherd has it. And now to Peterson. Kendall Peterson pushing forward. You'll hear from Petey coming up at halftime. She's our player interview. You'll hear that when we reach the break after 45 minutes. Right now, both of these teams looking to get an early advantage. Carolina has it in the attacking third. Cross deflects off of Vaca, regained by the Tar Heels. Good defense by Peterson. Gets in front of the cross. The ball goes out of play. It will stay with Carolina in the far corner. So a throw-in, essentially in the same area that you would have a corner kick. The Tar Heels will take it. There's the whistle. And in fact, they're going to actually switch out who's going to take the throw-in. Julia Dorsey, the senior from Baltimore, Maryland, will now take it for North Carolina. Get the ball in. Cross into the box. Three Cougars surrounding Centner. Pass out to the top of the box. Perfectly played ball into the area, but misplayed by Patterson. BYU has it. Good defense by the Cougars. It's another good look North Carolina could not convert on. Now the Tar Heels will play it back onto the other side of the pitch and work it around to their back line. Elgin had it. Now all the way over to the other side of the pitch to Dorsey. Dorsey through to Cox. Cox near the end line. Cross deflected by BYU. Another pass into the box. Hits off of BYU. The Cougars once again getting in the passing lanes for North Carolina. Stratton played that nicely. Sends it the other direction. It will bounce out of play and a throw-in for UNC. Emerson Elgin quickly puts it back into play to Hansen and now back to Elgin. To Dorsey. Now they get the ball to Cox. An opportunity for North Carolina, and they get on the board first. North Carolina scores in the 15th minute to go up 1-0, and it's Carolina striking first here at Dorrance Field. The ball placed perfectly into the 18. Savannah Mason ran up to play. Once she overcommitted, UNC had an easy opportunity as long as it was on frame, and it was, and it's 1-0 Tar Heels. They've had several good looks. They finally got one to go, and BYU was hoping to put the early pressure on. Now the pressure on the Cougars to answer, looking for the equalizer. That goal was by Della Peruta. Talia Della Peruta with the goal. Now BYU, just like Stanford did on Thursday after the Cougars took a 1-0 lead, came back, able to get the equalizer. Now it's on the Cougars' shoulders to do the same. Olivia Wade has it in the attacking third. Back to Brecken Mazingo. And now straight away to Jamie Shepard. Jamie to Rachel McCarthy. Spins, shoots, deflects off of the defender, right back to McCarthy. Rach passes out of it to Shepard and now to Mazingo. Mazingo further wide to Smith. Smith playing the box. North Carolina gets ahead on it, redirects it, and sends it the other way. Good defense, however, by Shepard. Steps in front of the pass, takes it away. Cougars looking for the equalizer. Down 1-0. Della Peruta scoring moments ago to put the Tar Heels on top. A shot from deep by Mazingo is saved easily by Emmy Allen. Allen has only allowed 10 goals on the season. Carolina quick to get in offense. That ball intended for Cox, taken away by Stratton. To Mazingo, and now Shepard back in the middle of the pitch. Pass downfield, taken away by Carolina. Della Peruta. Long ball down the pitch. Olivia Smith ran with it into the 18. A dangerous ball. Able to turn around and send it downfield. BYU looking for the equalizer as we reach the 16th minute. Takeaway by the Tar Heels. Back on their back line. And they'll retreat all the way back to the keeper, Allen. Allen now puts the ball back in play. You can hear the UNC fans cheering on their Tar Heels. UNC ball at midfield. Emily Colton has it. Pass wide, and now brought back towards the middle of the pitch. They get it to Della Peruta. Della Peruta to Colton. Colton shoots, deflected by Stratton. And BYU heads it the other way. Nice hustle play by Rachel McCarthy. Unfortunately, Julia Dorsey was there to gain possession for the Tar Heels. And right now, UNC playing a little keep away as BYU's defense showing that pressure that they're so well known for. BYU has it. And loses it. Pass out of play. And so a throw in for UNC. Emerson Elgin will throw in right at midfield. UNC with one more shot than the Cougars at 4-3. BYU two shots on goal. UNC with one, and they made it count. The ball into the 18, intended for Ali Sentner, the redshirt freshman from Hanson, Mass. Rolls all the way into the hands of Savannah Mason. Mason with a punt, deep. Ball bouncing high in the air. McCarthy fighting for it, and it will land at the feet of Libby Moore. The Cougars yet with a substitution. Ball downfield. Intended for Cox. Stratton right on the spot with good defense. Not making it easy. Works it into the corner. Cox trying to get away from Stratton. Now passes out to Moore. Moore defended by Wade. Wade, good defense. Moore spins out of it. Bad pass taken away by Stratton. She'll clear. Down to McCarthy. McCarthy spins away from the defense. Room to run. Crossing midfield. Patterson catches up to her. And McCarthy passes out of it. You can hear the applause of the defense getting the ball out of Rachel McCarthy. We know how fast she is. Patterson showing some speed on that play. BYU still has it. Shepherd, pass. Taken away. Good sliding tackle by the Tar Heels. And it's UNC possession. Offensive opportunity goes by the wayside. Here come the Tar Heels leading 1-0. Into the corner to no one wearing a North Carolina kit. Lavinie Vaca has it. Sends it the other direction. Ball fought for, and the Cougars will come away with it. Olivia Wade has it. Crossing midfield. Room to run. Has McCarthy to her right. Gets past the defender. Shot with the left foot! It's good! That's a goal for Olivia Wade! And she scores BYU's first goal just like she did on Thursday. And that's the equalizer. 1-1 here in Carolina. What a great job by Olivia Wade. She had three defenders around her. She had McCarthy on her right. And I think one of those defenders was playing off because she was worried about the pass to the right. Wade never stopped, split the double team, had a great shot, and was able to find the back of the net. Great job by Olivia Wade, and we are all knotted up at one apiece. Oh, what a big goal to answer the goal from Carolina moments ago. Fillmore Spencer is Utah Valley's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Carolina possession, 1-1, our score. Ball played into the corner. Carolina has it. Cross into the box. Patterson heads it up. Stratton does the same. Over to Mazingo, heading it out. BYU still trying to clear. They finally do. Vaca gets to it. Back to the Carolina back line. Dorsey. Spins away from the defense. Dorsey, through ball, hits off of BYU. It will be a corner kick for the Tar Heels. Well, Della Peruta got the scoring started for North Carolina, leading 1-0 moments ago. Olivia Wade tied it up It is 1-1 here at Dorrance Field. We talk so many times about after you score the first goal, you got to watch out for the next couple of minutes that the opposing team doesn't answer, and that's exactly what happened to UNC. Cougars answer, and we're all knotted up. Ball in play. Carolina has it. Pass into the 18 over everybody's head. It will roll out the inline. It'll be a goal kick for Savannah Mason. Mason puts it in play. Mon has it. Now pass back to Peterson. Petey, pass downfield, will bounce out of play and right into the waiting arms of Coach Dorrance of North Carolina. Yes, of Dorrance Field. In fact, both of these head coaches are the only head coaches that these women's soccer programs have ever known. Obviously, Coach Rockwood has been with BYU for the entirety of the program. A cross on the far side touch into the 18, handled perfectly by Savannah Mason, quickly puts it back in play. Cougars now on the attack. Good defense by Elgin, knocks the ball away from McCarthy. McCarthy in the attacking third will throw in and will throw it back to Smith. BYU and North Carolina all tied at one apiece. Back to the middle of the pitch to Shepherd, and she misplays it. Has it taken away by Emily Colton. Colton across the pitch. Carolina now downfield. They were looking for Cox. Laveni Vaca steps in front of the pass, takes it away. And the Cougars now trying to get something going. Wade passes out of the double team across the pitch. Vaca has it, and they'll work it back to Izzy Stratton. Stratton catches up to it. Stratton back to Vaca. And now to Shepherd. Jamie knocks the pass down and gets it over to Peterson. Petey stumbling, and she goes down, and the foul has been called on North Carolina. That foul will be on Emily Moxley, the senior from nearby Cary, North Carolina. Cary is where the College Cup will be hosted this year. So not too far from here. Petey finds Bella. Hard pass. Bounces away from Bella, but in the meantime, she runs into one of the North Carolina players. I can't see a number. She's down. Both players collided with each other, and they call the foul on UNC. So it will be a free kick for the Cougars. The home team fans not liking that call. So it will be a free kick for the Cougars. Everybody getting into their position. There's the whistle. The kick into the 18. And rolls out. They'll pass wide to Mazingo. Mazingo cross into the box, and it came close to being a goal. Nice defense by Emmy Allen punching it out, but BYU keeps the ball. Cougars have it to Wade. Wade across the pitch to Smith. Takes a funky hop. Smith gets it. Able to maneuver it downfield to Mazingo. Mazingo trying to get around the defender. Elgin can't do it, but she does knock it off of her feet. So a throw-in quickly for the Cougars. Smith into Shepherd. Jamie back to Stratton. Now back to Smith on the near side. To Mazingo. And now a good-looking pass into the corner near the end line. Cross into the box by Smith is cleared. They'll say off of Rachel McCarthy for a moment. I actually thought that was off UNC. But it will be a goal kick for Emmy Allen. And I have a substitution. Maddie Dahleen will check in for UNC. She'll come in for Isabel Cox.
Maggie Pierce
also in for the Tar Heels. Allen sets the ball down, sends it deep. The ball right at midfield. Both teams fighting for it. And it's the Tar Heels come away with it. Pass downfield, intercepted by BYU. Sending it the other direction. Bella was there. North Carolina gets to it first. Luckily for BYU, they'll knock it out of play. Throw in for Peterson on the far side. Throw in for BYU.
BYU substitution replacing number 11, Ellie Ball.
Cougars have it.
Number 27, Daviana Vaca.
Daviana Vaca into the ball game for Ellie Mond. So that's our first Zions Bank substitution for Big Time Banking with a home team feel. Zions Bank is for you. Cougar possession. Vaca has it. Davi back to Shepherd and a quick touch to the far side to Peterson. Kendall looking for Daviana, and UNC clears it. Throw in for the Cougars. Petey wasting no time getting in position to throw. Our score 1-1 with just under 19 minutes to go here in the first half. Olivia Wade scoring the equalizer goal to knot this game at one apiece. UNC tried to clear. BYU there. Cougars keep the ball. And now a bad pass taken away by the Tar Heels. To Colton. Colton plays it across the pitch to Patterson, the junior from Jacksonville, Florida. She plays everywhere. She can play the defender position, midfield, forward. And now Emily Colton with a shot and a great save by the Cougar keeper, Savannah Mason. Oh, that was a good look for the Tar Heels. But better defense between the pipes by Savannah Mason. Out of play, Cougar ball. The Tar Heels with one more corner than the Cougars, 2-1. Get more savings and more benefits with Boost by Smith's Rewards membership. You'll enjoy free delivery and 2 fuel points for every dollar you spend on groceries and lots more. Membership starts at just $59, so sign up today at smithsfoodanddrug.com/boost. Ball in play. BYU on the attack. Smith has it. Finds Jamie Shepherd with room to work in the corner. Jamie, pass into the box to Wade. Wade steps back, shot with the left foot, and it's wide of the far post. Good idea by Olivia Wade. Spun away from the defense. Nobody was there. Took the shot. It just sliced to the left. And a goal kick coming for Emmy Allen. Coming up at halftime, we'll obviously give you first half stats. We'll also let you hear my conversation with Kendall Peterson. Talked with Petey last night, and we'll let you hear that. Talking about, obviously, this matchup, but also the season for the team and for her. And speaking of Petey, the ball goes off of her and out of play. Throw in for North Carolina. Tar Heels had it for a moment. Jamie Shepherd was there, pushed in the back, no call, and a takeaway by the Tar Heels. Della Peruta was there. And the ball played wide and now forward. And the only person there, Savannah Mason, comes out of the 18. To scoop it up. Now asking her teammates to run downfield. She'll just roll it back in play. Gets it to Vaca. Now to Wade. Wade right at midfield. Across the pitch to Smith. Smith to Mazingo. And now to Jamie Shepherd. The ball just out of her reach. Taken away by the Tar Heels. The ball sent downfield, but once again, nobody there in UNC blue. Mason picks it up, drop kicks it. Into the air, downfield to Bella Foligno. Bella on the move to Allie Fryer, who checked in. Fryer near the inline. able to save it. Her cross right to Emmy Allen. So Allie Fryer, 8 goals on the season, part of the All-WCC freshman team. Into the ball game. That substitution brought to you by Zions Bank. For big-time banking with a home team feel, Zions Bank is for you. Carolina possession. BYU takes it away. Wade has it and trips up the Carolina defender, Emily Colton. So it'll be a foul on Wade and a free kick for the Tar Heels. Tori Hansen takes it across the pitch to Dorsey. Dorsey now downfield. UNC trying to run. Daviana Vaca there. Good defense by the Cougars. Mason has to run out of her box. The ball got away from the Cougars, and now it's an offensive opportunity for the Tar Heels.
Offside.
And the offside flag's going to go up, so that opportunity goes by the wayside for Carolina. BYU misplayed that ball, and lucky that the Tar Heels didn't have a chance to take a shot. So Mason waiting for her teammates to get downfield. Under 14 minutes to go here in the first half. 1-1 our score. Savannah puts it in play to Daviana Vaca. Now back to Peterson. Petey downfield. The only player there, Tori Hansen of UNC. And her pass out of play. And I thought that skipped off of BYU, and it did. There will be a throw-in for the Tar Heels right in front of their bench. A really nice facility here at Dorrance Field. One our score. Zoe Jacobs into the ball game for Kendall Peterson, so another Zions Bank substitution. Zoe making her first appearance in the ball game. Ball downfield. And an opportunity for UNC. Into the corner. Cross and a save right to Savannah Mason. Good job, Emily Murphy, who just checked in. First opportunity she had. Had a nice cross, but Mason playing it in the right spot. Now sends it downfield off of Tessa De La Rose. We've got a De La Rose and 2 De La Perutas on the roster for UNC. Throw in, and the Tar Heels will have possession downfield. Good defense by Stratton to Shepherd, and the ball kicked out of play. BYU Women's Soccer brought to you by Wilner and O'Reilly, immigration solutions in Utah and abroad at WilnerO'Reilly.com. BYU showing pressure. UNC playing the ball on their back line. Now across the pitch to Dorsey. Dorsey defended by Foligno. Downfield and out of play. It will be BYU possession, and Jacobs there for the throw. Throw in taken away by the Tar Heels. UNC led 1-0 until Olivia Wade scored the equalizer, and that's our score now, 1-1. Dahleen has the ball, trying to get away from Smith. Smith stumbles. Nice sliding tackle by Olivia, kicks it out of play, and it will be another throw-in for the Tar Heels. Good defense there by Smith. She was beaten. She had made a move, stumbled, able to get back, sliding tackle. And allows everybody to reset. The throw-in taken away by BYU. Wade plays the ball downfield. Fryer on the move. But Emmy Allen, the keeper, all the way near midfield, up to make the kick. Somehow, the Tar Heels keep that in bounds, at least momentarily. The ball misplayed by Della Rose, the freshman from Grindstone, Pennsylvania. Going to have another Zions Bank substitution. Bella Foligno will head to the bench. And number 25, Ruby Hladek, checking in for the Cougars. So BYU making some substitutions here late with roughly 10 minutes to go here in the first half. Lavini Vaca to Jacobs, and now to Daviana. Daviana trying to dribble out of the double team. Can't do it. Fortunate, however, the UNC couldn't hold on to it. BYU ball. Mazingo has it. And a little too much on that pass. It was intended for Wade, but passed her pretty quickly. UNC plays the ball downfield, taken away by BYU. Stratton has it. Now to Smith. Smith's defender falls down, and she looks to be hurt. Now she's up. That's good news, certainly. And that was Darlene that was down. And now Allie Fryer down in a very similar situation. Down the pitch. Darlene taken away by Olivia Smith. Those two have had a battle since Darlene checked into the game. Foul's going to be called away from the ball. De La Rose pushing Brecken Mazingo in the back. So it'll be a free kick for the Cougars with 9:10 to go here in half number one. UNC 1, BYU 1. Winner advancing on to face the winner of TCU and Notre Dame next week. BYU hoping to keep this season going. BYU loses the ball out of play. Throw in on the far side for the Tar Heels. North Carolina advancing to today's third round with a 3-1 win over the 7-seed Georgia Bulldogs on Thursday. Led most of that game 3-0. Georgia got a late goal. And obviously BYU beating Stanford, ending a 5-game win streak that the Cardinal had over the Cougars. Always nice to beat the Conference of Champions when you can. Halatic has it. Far corner. And she'll lose it out of play. It'll be a goal kick for Emmy Allen and the Tar Heels. Mountain America Credit Union is the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We appreciate their sponsorship. They obviously sponsor our corner kicks as well. So far, BYU with only one corner on the afternoon. UNC with two. Allen runs up on the ball. Sends it into the center circle. Brecken Mazingo there, heading it up. And both teams fighting for it. It'll be UNC possession. De La Rose. Pass downfield. Taken away by Stratton. Good defense. Gets it to Mazingo. Mazingo trying to dribble out of the pressure. Now back to Stratton. And now to Lavini Vaca. Lava. Now plays it forward and across the pitch to Jacobs. Zoe. To Daviana. And Daviana has it taken away by Ali Gambone. UNC ball. Under 7 minutes to go. They'll send it all the way back into the 18. Allen, having some pressure by Fryer, has to get rid of the ball quickly. And somehow, Emily Murphy keeps it in play. I thought that was for sure going out. Nice job saving it and saving the possession for the Tar Heels. Right at midfield. Here comes UNC. Into the far corner. UNC with a cross, and it goes past the inline and hits the side of the netting. Goal kick for Savannah Mason. 1-1 our score. Nearing 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Della Peruta scoring for UNC. Olivia Wade scoring for the Cougars. Jacobs loses the ball. An offensive opportunity for UNC. Taken away by good defense by the Cougars. Wade comes out of it. Wade has three defenders around her. Dribbles out of it. Passes back to Jacobs. Zoe in the shade here at Dorrance Field. To Vaca. Back to Zoe. And now to Wade. Wade can't get out of the triple team. Somehow she does late. Now the ball up for grabs. Two UNC players on the ground. Wade there. And it's UNC coming away with it. Downfield to Darlene. Darlene, another cross before it hits the inline is out of play. So another goal kick for Mason. We are exactly 5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Don't forget, obviously, a pretty busy day for BYU athletics. Obviously, the soccer game now, but then BYU's final home game in football, and then basketball hosting Nicholls. Football against Utah Tech, Nicholls against men's basketball. UNC with an opportunity in the box and a punch out by Savannah Mason. Good defense and a good look by the Tar Heels. It'll be the third corner kick coming for the Tar Heels. That's now 3-1, the advantage in corners for UNC. It will be Tessa De La Rose, the freshman from Pennsylvania, sending it down in the corner on the far side. 4:15 to go here in the first half. De La Rose slips as she kicks it in and doesn't get anything on it. BYU comes away with it. They'll play it downfield, and that was just to get it out of that area. There's nobody there in a BYU uniform. Allen comes out of her box. And now the Tar Heels send it downfield. Laveni Vaca watches it go out of play. It will go off a late run by UNC and actually saves it. Saved it in, knocked it off of Vaca. Wow. From my vantage point, it looked like it had already rolled out of the touchline. No, they did give it to. They did. They changed that. That was the referee pointed the wrong direction. Now they've corrected it, so it is a goal kick for Savannah Mason. I didn't think my eyes had fooled me at first, but the official pointed the wrong direction. Ball played high in the air. BYU has it. Mazingo to Ruby. Ruby stops and starts. Four defenders around her. Passes back to Smith. Now looking for Jamie in the middle of the pitch. Jamie wide to Jacobs. Zoe. Long ball downfield. Fryer settles it down. Now passes to Mazingo. Brecken straight away. Wide to Ruby. Ruby cuts to her right, and a shot is past the inline and a goal kick for Emmy Allen. That ball was wide of the near post, so another goal kick with 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. 1-1 our score. UNC scored first. Cougars get the equalizer. The goal scored by Olivia Wade. She got BYU on the board first against Stanford as well. BYU showing some heavy pressure on the UNC back line, forcing a pass wide, and now even wider. Dribbling back towards the middle of the pitch. They get it to Maggie Pierce, and now forward to Bella Simber. Simber wide, looking for the passing lanes, into the area. Jacobs' defense is up to the task. Dowleen and Jacobs with a battle. Dowleen goes near the inline, cross into the box, cleared by Stratton, but not far enough. UNC still has it in the attacking third. 1.5 minutes to go. Box play, or the pass into the area. Shot deflects off of Vaca, and now Brecken Mazinga will just clear it. A lot going on. BYU luckily played it well. Kicking it out of play will allow the BYU defense to settle in and reset. De La Rose, left-footed cross into the box, headed over and out, nowhere on frame. That was Tori Della Peruta. Got a head on it, but had no chance of going in. So goal kick for the Cougars. Waste no time with 50 seconds to go here in the first half. Jacobs has it taken away by Dowleen. And now the Tar Heels sending it forward. And now wide. Good defense by Vaca. Gambone was there. That was who the pass was intended for, but BYU's defense steps in front. The ball played downfield, taken away by the Tar Heels. 20 seconds to go. UNC trying to have one more look. Pass over everybody's head. It will go through. Stratton will watch it go out of play. A quick throw in with 12 seconds to go. We'll see if BYU can get anything near the attacking third. They can't. BYU will kick the ball out of play. 3 seconds, 2, 1, and 0. We have reached halftime here at Dorrance Field at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. UNC 1, the number 2 seed. BYU 1, the number 6 seed. All tied up after 45. We'll take a break. We'll give you first half stats when we return to North Carolina on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.